A flood watch is in effect for our entire area through tomorrow, as heavy rain is in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow morning. For most of us, it's been a quiet day up to this point. We've even had some breaks of hazy sunshine come through. However, some of us have already seen some rainfall as isolated to scattered showers developed during the late morning, and those showers have continued into this afternoon. Again, many of us have not seen the showers yet. However, if you happen to be caught under one of these stalled showers, they are dropping some heavy amounts of rain as the air is filled with moisture. And since they're not moving quickly, there is already some concern for flood potential from this first area of showers, and that's even before the heavier rain is set to come in during the late day and nighttime hours. That rain is approaching from the southwest. It's in association with an area of low pressure that's rather strong for this time of year. That low will track across the region tonight into tomorrow morning and is expected to drop quite a bit of rainfall in a rather short period, and that's why those flood watches have been posted by the National Weather Service. So we have rounds of rain and thunder with downpours tonight, and some of that rain will continue into tomorrow morning. In fact, across the North Country, it might be raining heavily through lunchtime tomorrow. As we go through the day, we'll see the rain taper off, though there's the potential for at least some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we work into tomorrow afternoon. The pattern remains unsettled into the weekend as a big upper-level trough digs to our west. That's going to keep us in a rather moist airflow, so we're expecting more humidity and more potential for scattered showers and storms as we work through the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. A flood watch is in effect through tomorrow. For tonight, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain will be heavy at times, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Heavy rain likely during the morning, a chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, high in the 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville, a flood watch is in effect through tomorrow. For tonight, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain will be heavy at times, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Rain likely early, a chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, a flood watch is in effect through tomorrow. For tonight, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain will be heavy at times, low in the upper 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, a flood watch is in effect through tomorrow. Tonight, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain will be heavy at times, low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Rain likely early. A chance of showers and thunderstorms through the remainder of the day, high in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide, on Saturday and Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, with periods of rain and thunderstorms, high 78 to 84. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.